This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 hit 900,000 Friday, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation plus political and legal strife. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is a part of China. The White House press secretary said U.S. President Joe Biden believed, quote, a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world, and certainly China should know that, end quote. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called, quote, interference in the internal affairs, end quote, of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. Friday's joint communique followed a meeting with the two leaders just hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. TV footage showed temporary accommodation being prepared while workers could be seen building a fence around the venue. The French president and the German chancellor will head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and find a way out of the growing tensions. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow Monday, Kiev Tuesday, and Germany's Olaf Scholz will travel to Kiev February 14th and Moscow February 15th. This is VOA News. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and that the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast at Abbey Gate outside the Kabul airport August 26th killed 11 U.S. Marines, a sailor, and a soldier who were screening the thousands of Afghans frantically trying to get onto one of the crowded flights leaving the country after the Taliban takeover. Officials said earlier thoughts that it was a complex attack involving gunfire were unfounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. This was the week British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal. By Friday, he was struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown-breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Johnson was rocked Thursday by the resignation of his policy chief, Munir Mirza, a trusted advisor who worked with him for more than a decade. She stood by the prime minister amid Partygate revelations that Johnson and his staff broke the rules they had imposed on the country. But she said Johnson's, quote, scurrilous accusation, end quote, this week that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile was the final straw. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House were bracing for bad economic news, but instead they got a pleasant surprise Friday that the U.S. economy had powered through the Omicron wave of the coronavirus and posted 467,000 new jobs in January. The figures showed just how much the pandemic's grip on the economy has faded at the end of Biden's first year in office. Two skiers were killed by an avalanche in Western Austria, police said Saturday, hours after another avalanche in the same province killed five people. The unusually dangerous day in the Alps after heavy snowfall was followed by warmer weather. Emergency services found the bodies of the two Austrian skiers, a 61-year-old woman and a 60-year-old man, after their relatives raised the alarm when they could no longer be contacted, police said. Chelsea coach Thomas Tuchel has tested positive for COVID-19, the Premier League club announced Saturday, just hours before their FA Cup fourth-round match against Plymouth Argyle. Tuchel will go into self-isolation, and the club said he would most likely join up with the team in Abu Dhabi next week for the Club World Cup. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.